From the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri, this is A Time of Hope.
Shall we rise for the call to worship? Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love.
Amen.
Come into the household of God. Jesus is here in our midst as living bread. Praise the Lord. Learn of God's compassion and mercy. Join in the prayer of the day for this, the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. Ever-loving God, your Son gives himself as living bread for the life of the world. Fill us with such a knowledge of his presence that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life. Serve you continually through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Our children's time this morning is presented by our senior high puppeteers.
Good morning. Thank you for coming today. How can you be wise? That is the question for today. You can't eat something and be wise. You can't find it in a store, but being wise is something you gain from experiences or by making good decisions. Asking your mom and dad helps too.
A story is told about a salesperson trying to sell bread that would make you wise. Supposedly eating that bread would make you wise. But even if you ate the whole thing, you probably would get is a tummy ache.
The opposite of being wise is to be foolish. Have you ever done something dumb? I know I have. Poking a stick at a tiger or bear would be foolish. Trying to eat a whole bag of candy would be foolish. Being mean to someone is foolish, when that person could be your friend.
Your Bible text today is found in Proverbs. Proverbs are saying that give you information on how to act or not act. Being wise or having wisdom comes from experiences or by asking questions from someone who is wise. That is wisdom. The wisest thing you can do is having God in our lives to guide us, and now that he loves us so very much.
Please bow your heads for a prayer. Dear God, help us make good decisions this week and learn from our teachers and parents to be more wise. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our special music this morning is a beautiful solo by Steve English.
Searched me, and while smiling have spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me. By your side I will seek other seas. You know so well my possessions. My boat carries no gold and no weapons. You will find there my nets and labors. Oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me.
and while smiling have spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me. By your side I will seek other seas. You need my hands full of caring through my labors to give others rest and constant love that keeps on loving. Oh Lord, with my eyes you have searched me, and while smiling have spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me. By your side I will seek other seas. You fished other oceans ever long for my souls who are waiting, my loving friend, as thus you call me, my Lord. With your eyes you have searched me, and while smiling have spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me. By your side I will seek other seas.
Our Old Testament lesson is read by Jenny Medlin. It's followed by the gospel reading and his sermon, Come Eat My Food, by our interim pastor, Reverend Gene Mall.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination. God, source of all light, by your word you give light to the soul. Pour out on us the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that our hearts and minds may be opened. Amen. Our first reading comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maids to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who is without sense, she says, come eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave simpleness and live and walk in the way of insight.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. And those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not difficult for me to sense that this church likes to eat. I've been to enough of your meals and your Wednesday night meals and a variety of special dinners and their Sunday school practice, Christmas practice. You know, for all of you who'd like to eat, this text is great. Because it says, come and eat. That's what sounded. Come and eat my food. In that first reading from Proverbs, we are invited by no less than wisdom. Lady Wisdom, come eat my bread and drink my wine. And she invites us here to a simple meal, to the simple and those in need. For she is the hostess with the mostest, who prepares beyond measure. She builds that house complete on seven pillars. You know, seven is always a very holy number in Scripture. And she plans that feast, kills the fatted calf. We are going to have a barbecue. Now, wisdom is contrasted with folly, who a few verses later in Proverbs is mentioned. You know, the dictionary describes wisdom as good judgment, sound action, based on knowledge, understanding, and a common sense. Folly sits at the door of her house, and all she can pass to the people is stolen water, stolen bread, that leads not to life, but to death. See, wisdom here has that plus. It prepares a table beyond the normal. It is more than just sustaining life. It leads to abundant life. We find wisdom is like finding a renewed life. It's like coming, being richly blessed. Come, eat my food. Excuse me. And it is this that makes this reading from Proverbs such a great introduction for today's gospel reading. Come and eat my food is sounded again in this gospel as Jesus talks to the people. Eat my bread. I'm always amazed at the kinds of bread you find in grocery stores. Several years ago, I made a stop at a grocery store in preparation for preaching this text. And I found garlic bread and raisin bread and French bread with sesame or poppy seed, super soft bread, butter top bread, Bavarian rye, Jewish rye, butter and egg bread, seven grade bread, honey wheat bread, wonder bread, natural 10 grain, Brother John's honey raisin, Brother John's rye, cinnamon, Italian, pita, onion, pumpernickel, sourdough, wheat germ, stone ground, buttermilk, wheat berry, granola, yogurt oatmeal, cracked wheat, crushed wheat, party rye. And I probably missed some of them along the way. Well, they would have had a ball feeding the 5,000 with all of these kinds of bread. But I wonder if they could keep the baskets left over straight for one from another. The irony here is that in all of these kinds of bread, we do not find the bread that Jesus is trying to give the people. All of these breads and one is missing. Jesus is still talking about the bread of life. You might say to me again, bread of life has been mentioned before by you. Well, last week you had a break, see. I was gone. But John here keeps leading us on in this gospel. Because it brings us something about eating with a plus. And with it, there are words of eternal life ringing out as well. Several weeks ago, they asked, what do we have to do to get this bread of life? And there the word Jesus used was believe. Believe in Jesus. Have faith in him. Now he moves beyond just believing to some action, eating. Faith moves to action. And the emphasis is on eating and drinking in almost every single verse of this text. He says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. Now it becomes a wisdom meal, a meal with a plus, with something that we could not find in the store or we could not offer. And he says, for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Sounds like Holy Communion, doesn't it? I mean, indeed, you know, we could just as well say, take and eat, take and drink, when we hear those words. And we know that this is the best table that we could ever be invited to. I thought as I prepared, it's too bad we don't have the Lord's Supper today. It would be most fitting. From the United Church of Christ, my confirmation book, it says this: the Lord's Supper is the sacrament by which we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ as the nourishment for our new life. Strengthen the fellowship with Christ and all believers, and confess that he has died for us. As we eat and drink in the Lord's Supper, we receive forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. For so it is written, broken and shed for you for the remission of sins. Two things we notice in this text today. Jesus says, I am the bread of life, and I am the living bread. See, these I am statements here have a focus on the here and now, as well as on the hereafter. In him, we now have eternal life. He who believes in me has eternal life, he says. Not just eligibility for judgment day, but he says, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life. The assurance is here. Now, theologians call this realized eschatology. Eschatology is that study of things that are yet to come in the hereafter. Realized eschatology is to experience the hereafter in the here and now. The living Christ meets us and greets us and makes us family in this life. Here is food for the road. As we eat and drink, we are fed before we are sent forth to feed others. We feast with Christ before we are sent to work for Christ. It is food for the journey into that rough wilderness of life in which we live. It is not like human food or bread that we find in the store, which is temporary, but something that assists us as we go. Mother Teresa, that many of you may be aware of, lived in Calcutta, India, and she said before she can go out to work with the poorest of the poor, and in India's worst slums, she must receive the Lord's Supper. For she said, it is food for that journey of offering mercy to the needy. And it is also a foretaste then of the feast to come. You have eternal life, but he also says, and I will raise them up on the last day. It is food for life, and a foretaste of the day when we will be with our Lord forever. We call this one realized eschatology and the other one future eschatology. We have our feet in the dust of the earth, and we remain less than perfect as they're there. But through the body broken and the blood spilled, our common person is transformed, and the ordinary person becomes extraordinary at the foot of the cross. And then we are prepared for heaven. In the book entitled Hereafter, David Winter tells of a little girl playing in the mud, and she asks her mother, what is mud for? And mother says, for making bricks. Well, what are bricks for? For making houses, dear. And what are houses for? People. And what are people for? After a bit, mother said, people are made for God. To live for God in the here and the now, and to live with God in the hereafter. Yes, eternal life is what people are made for. So in the here and the now, we share a foretaste of the feast to come. Funerals have a way of putting faith into perspective. It reminds us that death is swallowed up in victory, and we shall live again. And I will raise them up at the last day, our Lord said. This is why Martin Rinker, that pastor and hymn writer, who lost all his family and many, many other people in the plague several centuries ago, could still sit down and write the hymn that we like to sing, Now Thank We All Our God. So when you look at this gospel today, the whole emphasis is on life. You know, the benefits are all listed here. You have life in yourself, the present tense. You have eternal life, the present. You will be raised by Jesus the last day. Well, that's future. You remain in Jesus and he in you. Now, that's present. And you will live through Jesus and will live forever. Well, that's future. So he says to us, come, eat my food. And as we do, we have life with him today, and we wait for joy for the feast to come. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Shall we rise and confess our faith? The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the one holy universal Christian church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Gathered by the Holy Spirit and fed by the Word, we come together as the people of God to pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be our Savior, the bread of life, and to bring us the words of eternal life. We pray for your people whose faith is weak or faltering. Strengthen us to stand firm when we are under attack from the powers of evil and from our own sinful nature. O Lord, hear our prayer. Thank you for the gift of children and youth, Lord, and for adopting us as your children in holy baptism. Bless them as many are in schools and colleges and universities. Give your guidance to the teachers and instructors who teach and who serve you, and give them strength and perseverance. O Lord, hear our prayer. We do ask your blessing be with this congregation during these weeks of decision concerning our pastoral ministry. Grant us wisdom to discern your will among us. O Lord, hear our prayer. Comfort all who suffer loss with the presence of your love. Walk with the family of John Walters and guide them with your gentle hand as they mourn his passing. Meet the needs of all those who are sick and ill and in want and need. Remember today the hospitalized. We remember Leonard Elliott and all those who might be facing surgery or any other kind of need. Be with those who are affected by the wildfires of life, both in our country and other places of the world. Give them comfort. Give them safety. Help them rebuild their lives. O Lord, do hear our prayer. We give thanks for all your saints who are marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. United with them in baptism, keep us faithful until we all are gathered in Christ. Hear us, for your mercy is great. Into your hands, loving God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in the grace of Jesus our Savior, and to pray as he taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Forth into the world, trusting with your hearts the wisdom God bestows upon all who seek to follow God's will. Share compassion with all whom you encounter. And may the grace, mercy, and wisdom of God be our support, guidance, and strength from this day forward and forevermore. Amen.
We're glad you joined us in this time of hope. If you don't have a church home, please come and grow with us at the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri. Sunday school starts at 9:30 this morning, with church following at 10:30. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you.